Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. A few days back, my primary care doctor's office sent me a reminder to come in for my annual physical exam. You know, the one where they check you out to make sure everything's humming along as it should, and to make sure you're doing all that you can do to stay in good health for the next 12 months. They want to make sure that you're minding your own store, so to speak. Well, along the same lines, as a financial advisor, I always urge my clients to take stock of their finances regularly. You know, ideally every month or every quarter, but definitely at least once a year. Think of this as your annual financial checkup, where you take stock of your financial health, how you've progressed towards your financial goals, and how well you're positioned for future financial success. Maybe prepare a budget for spending and savings and investments in the year ahead. This financial health check will give you peace of mind. It will help you stay on track and will help you get focused on achieving those financial goals that are important to you, and especially help to protect you in times of adversity. It also serves as a gentle motivator to get you to think twice before spending frivolously and guides you towards staying on top of your savings and retirement goals. So today, I plan to talk about the things I'd like you to think of as part of your annual financial checkup. So let's get started. Now, some of you have heard this urban legend. It's about the guy who got divorced and remarried, then accidentally left millions to his ex-wife when he died because he forgot to change his beneficiaries. Well, the problem, according to Jennifer Woods of CNBC, is that this is not a myth. These things can and do happen, and they happen more often than you might think. So, a year-end financial checkup also helps you to make sure your important documents are in order, they reflect your wishes and are up to date with any major life changes, such as a marriage or birth or divorce. These are the documents such as your last will and testament, your health care proxy, and power of attorney. And I also want your estate planner to make sure that these documents are updated to reflect any recent changes to state or federal laws. Also, make sure the people you've appointed to handle various things like medical decisions on your behalf or as acting guardians for your minor children are still alive and capable. You know, situations and relationships often change, so someone who may have once been appropriate may no longer be the right choice. For instance, if you list your parents as guardians of your children, they may no longer be in a position health-wise or financially to act as guardians. So make sure you revisit it every year and ask them if they feel they could still act in that capacity or whether they still want to act in that capacity. It's a big decision and not one that should be taken lightly. Now is also a good time to add or check who you've listed as beneficiaries for things such as your life insurance policies, your retirement accounts, your CDs, your savings and brokerage accounts, because if a beneficiary isn't named, the asset will pass through your estate to be distributed based on the terms of your will. And here's another thing. Ours is a nation of immigrants who have come from abroad, settled down in this country, and done well for themselves, but still have strong emotional ties to their homelands and the people they've left behind, such as parents or siblings. So while it's tempting to think that a non-U.S. parent or sibling could serve as your estate executor or be the best guardian for your children, I urge you to make sure your estate executor is a U.S. resident and living in the United States. Because if you don't, the U.S. courts may appoint a public administrator to represent your estate, adding in delays and expenses which can financially and emotionally hurt those you've left behind. And take it from me, I've seen this happen. In one case, a young immigrant couple died in an accident, leaving behind two toddlers and no one in the U.S. as a designated executor. And let's just say that what followed was not what the deceased parents would have wished for. So as a financial advisor, I get to see a lot of such situations that could have played out a lot more nicely if the folks involved had diligently done their annual financial checkups. All right, switching gears. The year-end is also a time when employers want you to enroll in insurance plans, so now is a good time to assess your insurance needs. and to make sure you're partaking of the other benefits that your company or the government might offer, like a health savings account, retirement savings accounts like 401ks or 403bs. Also, make sure you're taking advantage of any contribution matches from your employer. As I've said many times before, matching contributions cost you nothing and can significantly boost your savings over time through compounded growth, so don't leave that free money on the table. And here's another one. By December 31st each year, make sure you've taken advantage of strategies that will lower your tax burden. Ask yourself, with the recent market volatility, can you realize tax losses to offset realized gains before year end? Have you funded as much as you can to your employer-sponsored retirement plans and IRAs? Don't wait for April 15th to find out that you should have done this by December 31st. And here's another one. Check the status of your emergency fund. While the U.S. economy is getting stronger with fewer layoffs, you never know what might happen or when, so it's always good to be prepared for the worst of all times. And having an emergency fund with money on hand to tide you over is the way to do that. So, how much should you leave in your emergency fund? Well, the way I like to think about it is this. The amount of your emergency fund is dependent on whether the industry in which you work is economically sensitive or not. This is a new way of thinking about this. For example, if you're a construction worker, or maybe you work for a manufacturing company, recessions can hit you pretty hard. On the other hand, if you're in the healthcare field or you have a job that's less sensitive to the economy, then the chance of losing your job is less. So the rule here is, the more sensitive the job, the greater the emergency fund. That's the way to think about it. A rule of thumb of 4 months or 6 months or 12 months, I don't think makes sense, because if you have a job that's very stable, you don't really need to keep that much money aside. All right, and finally, coming into the year end, it's a good time to check your credit report. There is still rampant identity theft and cybercrime, so now is the time for you to access that free once-a-year report from the major credit bureaus. Equifax is one, Experian is another, and TransUnion is the third of the three big credit bureaus. And your credit report affects everything from borrowing to insurance premiums and sometimes even getting a new job. So check your credit report, and if you find anything suspicious or erroneous, make sure that you take every effort you can to correct it. Better now than when you need the loan or find out it's too late and your credit's not up to snuff. So take your year-end financial checkup seriously and sail into 2016 with greater peace of mind, knowing that you're well prepared for pretty much everything that may come your way. And I guarantee if you do this year after year, you will be in much better financial shape down the road than if you choose to ignore this simple year-end exercise.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.